BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Charlotte and I'm 17 and I'm from Bournemouth. You might not know this, but I pretended I was amazing at netball just to get a free trip to Australia. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
When you get home from college, what's the first thing you do?
Come home and listen to the radio.
And to this show.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you for introducing the show today.
No problem.
Now, tell me about this free trip to Australia.
Well, me and my friend heard about this trip to Australia and we decided we've always wanted to go.
Me too.
So we were like, if we convince him we're good at netball, then maybe we'll be able to go.
So was it a free trip to Australia from the netball team at school?
It was a bit of money, but...
But a lot cheaper than it normally would be.
Yeah, because it was like a sports tour to different schools and we stayed with other schools as well.
So before this, had you ever played netball before?
No, I've never played before.
How did you blag it?
Well, we didn't have to show our skills off at the beginning, but then we had to go to different practices. So then we sort of did the basic passing and throwing the ball, and we somehow pulled that off.
Enough to get the free trip?
Yeah, pretty much.
I love this. Where did you go in Australia?
Well, we started off in Sydney, and then we went all the way up to, like, Brisbane and other places.
What about when you actually had to play netball when you got to Australia?
Well, we had, like, 5 games in, like, different places. And, like, we played and they, like, they made us play because then they realised that we weren't that good. Well, obviously we were playing and, like, letting all the goals in.
It's too late by then.
Yeah, so... But I think they felt sorry for me one game because I actually got player of the match.
You've got amazing blagging skills.
Yeah, quite impressive.
Either that or the Australians were rubbish.
Yeah, not really too sure.
I don't advocate lying and being deceitful on this show, but fair play, you went to Australia.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being on. Love you, bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye, love you.
Love you, but no, you got it the wrong way. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Yes, bye.
Bye, love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Becky.
Hiya.
Can't wait for Loose Lips after 4:30. Last week, we tested out Chris's friendship to me, and he was good as gold. He was really good. Didn't tell anybody. Even you rang him to reinforce it, and he was like, no, not heard a thing. Today, we're calling another person from the Radio 1 family just to see how tight their lips are.
It's my friends today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's after 4:30. I think I've got a prankster following me.
Hey?
Yesterday I got to Radio 1 and there's this bloke stood outside. About 50-ish, I would say. Unshaven.
That's common for a prankster.
High-vis jacket.
Same.
Obviously, I think he's working on a building or something nearby. He's always around. I've seen him for a couple of weeks now. But yesterday was the first time that me and him kind of spoke to each other. Well, he kind of shouted at me. I come into the building. He goes, and he's not far away, like a few feet away. He goes, Scott, what's that on your head? So I'm like, what? He's like, on your head, look, on your head. And I'm like, what? So and then I feel the top of my head, because I think there's something on it. And he goes, ah! Making me look a fool in front of everybody. And there was a few people outside. Today, I get out of a car. I've got my suit with me, and the trousers are all over the place. Like, you know when a suit just falls, and I'm just like, oh, I just need to get this together. Doing the lottery tonight.
Lottery tonight.
Yeah. Why else would I be carrying a suit? I'm not going to wear it to here, am I? So the trousers are falling off the hanger, and I'm a bit of a mess, to be honest. Get out of the cab, finally, after kind of getting it all together on the hanger. He's there again, high-vis jacket, unshaven, around 50. Scott! I was like, oh, hi. He's like, you dropped something there, mate. And obviously I'm parked right by kind of, you know, by the curb. And he's like, I can't see anything. Look there in the gutter, by the gutter. Can't see it. Look up again. Now, normally, I'd be like, seriously, get lost. But I think that I've pranked enough people in my time that I should just kind of accept it. But is this going to happen every day now? Because it's going to get old.
Yeah, I think he's got quite a few more up his...
Yeah, I mean, anything else that I need to look out for? Oh, look, behind you.
I think you quite like the attention.
Well, I kind of smiled in that kind of yeah way and walked off. But like, I looked like an idiot absolutely every time. But now I kind of know how other people feel when I prank them. So it's fair play, really.
What are you expecting tomorrow? Banana skins?
Yeah, probably. It's just a laugh. It goes on for ages. It's like, okay, thanks. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'll go into Radio 1 now. Embarrassing. So thank you, High Viz Prankster.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Andy, who's in his van, says he's obviously heard the trail for Scott Mills' mega lols, this prankster bloke, and is just doing it in person. Yeah, that's fair enough. Also, stop doing it yourselves now as well. Tim's been on. Scott, your flies are undone. I can see on the webcam. I actually looked down. Tomorrow's one is going to be like, I don't know what it's going to be tomorrow. I don't know what to expect. Oh, look at the back of your shoe. Someone also said that I could be being stalked by Peter Griffin or Family Guy. The laughs are quite similar. It is a bit like that. I can't wait for tomorrow's.
He's about 50 as well, although I've never seen him in a high vis.
Peter Griffin?
Yeah.
He must have been in one episode. No, how do you know he's 50?
He looks about 50.
He doesn't.
He does, though.
He does not.
How old
he's
do you
a cartoon.
Think he is? Yeah, but he's got so much fatter and he's got older since the first. If you watched the early episodes, he has definitely aged.
The Simpsons haven't. But Bart Simpson's still like.
Peter has.
Really?
Yeah.
What about his lovely wife?
He's filled out. No, Lois always looks lovely.
But the kids are still kids.
Yeah, they've gone up by a few years.
Have they? The dog is, like, not old.
Well, he's old anyway.
No, but he's not. Doesn't act old. He doesn't, like, you know, old dogs, like, go really slow. He hasn't gone in a go slow, has he?
Yeah, but he's, like, 50 in dog years.
Okay, well, maybe I'm analysing this too much. But, yes, it does appear that I'm being stalked by London's answer to Peter Griffin.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, seriously. And we are actually on air, I'm aware of that. But this is actually irking me a little bit now. Stewie is still a baby in Family Guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you found out how old Peter is yet?
No. See, I've asked that service that you used to be able to text before they invented the internet.
Is that still on?
Yeah, you can text them and ask any question. But they haven't got back to me yet. I think they're just brushing off the machines and finding the encyclopedias. Do you remember that? I used to text them all the time and give them loads of my money.
Did you? It cost a fortune.
I know, but I don't do it anymore because they've got this thing now called Google.
Yeah, no, I was going to say.
I didn't have it on my phone at that point. Right, someone's saying Peter Griffin's supposed to be 43. Either, well, now, but the latest episode, Andy and Morley says he's 46.
But then Emma says he's 37.
No, I don't believe
that.
But
apparently he said on an episode he was 46, but then that might have been.
Mind
how
you,
do we know that that's current?
If he's 46, he's looking pretty damn good. Do you know what I'm saying? Where does he get his work done? Anyone, let me know.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
OK, let's do Loose Lips. Now, last week, we brought it back. We brought Loose Lips back. We called Chris, who's on the show, and told him that me and Becky spent a beautiful night together. You told him that I was amazing, which I was.
I'm regretting that now.
Which I was pleased about, but then he went, really?
Everyone thought he was jealous.
I know. Then my mate Robbie called him and said, have you spoken to Scott? What do you know? And he was like, no, I don't know. Not, I spoke to him, but don't know anything. And then even Becky called him, who was in on it, and was like, what Scott told you? He still didn't blab. 100% watertight, good mate. Today we've got another one. So today, Becky called Gary Pounder. Now, you might know Pounder if you listen to Greg's show. He's on there quite a bit. Works at Radio 1. Surely, though, somebody at Radio 1 would keep a secret because, you know, when you work here, you have to keep a lot of confidential information, just that, confidential, because you see things. You see some things that you shouldn't see, and you see celebrities do things that you'd get a lot of money for if you went to the papers or the magazines. Like that one recently that was slumped out there by the photocopier, do you remember?
Yeah.
And you asked if she was all right, and she said, I'm a bit jet-lagged. Obviously can't say who. Proper slumped against the wall she was.
Bless her.
Stuff like that. You can't really let that out of the bag. So.
And also, Gary is. I would say Gary's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Becky rings Gary Pounder and tells him a big, big secret and does tell him to keep it to himself. All right, so let's hear that call. Here's Becky, giving out the secret.
Hello?
Hey, Pandora, it's Becky.
Oh, hiya.
Hiya, are you in work today?
No.
Oh, rubber. No. Okay, I was just wondering if you're around to do some feature for Scott.
Oh, sorry, I'm at a tube station miles out of my room.
Oh, no worries, don't worry.
All right.
Whilst you're on the phone, I was going to say, I've managed to get some more tickets for Titchmarsh show.
Have you?
Yes.
When?
Are you going to come this time?
When is it?
Well, it's on the 1st of March. Ian's coming, Chris is coming. Scott was going to come because it's in the morning, but he can't because he's filming Embarrassing Bodies. I know, the celebrity one.
What day of the week is it?
Thursday.
All right, cool. Let me check, and then I'll just make sure see if I'm working or not, and then I'll let you know.
Okay. Scott is totally gutted, but I think that's a bit weird, don't you, that he's doing that?
It is a bit weird that he's doing Embarrassing Bodies. It did make me cringe a little bit.
Yeah, I said to him, I was like, why don't you just go and see your own doctor? Why are you getting it out on TV?
Oh, he's going there for a checkup, basically.
Well, yeah. But it's not the front bit, it's behind. There's definitely a problem behind.
Oh, is that worse?
Well, I don't know, but he's got this thing that he needs seeing to, and I keep saying to him, why doesn't he go to his own doctor? But he thinks it'll be good to bring awareness to it.
Yeah, well, on TV, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I told him not to do it, but don't tell anyone, because otherwise he'll
go... obviously.
Yeah, he'll go a bit mental if he knows I've told you, so... all right, well, let me know about... It's the 1st of March in the morning.
Yeah, I'll check the schedule.
Wicked, okay.
This evening when I get back.
Cool.
I'll let you know.
Thank you, and don't tell anyone about the
no.
Embarrassing Bodies thing.
No.
Wicked. All right, thanks,
all right,
Gary.
All right, I'll see you later.
See you later. Bye.
So, Gary now knows the secret. He knows about my behind. And he's quite shocked about it.
You're going on Embarrassing Bodies?
No, not really. That's just the secret that we're telling him. I wouldn't... don't need to go on it.
He can't because he's filming Embarrassing Bodies. There's definitely a problem behind.
There isn't a problem. There's no problem behind. Absolutely fine behind. But this is just the secret that we're giving him to see how loose his lips are. So, that was his reaction. It was generally... But he knows. So, now, what happens is we get somebody else to call him and see if he spills the beans. So, another Radio 1 worker, Ian, calls up Gary and just has a little fish around and see what he can find.
Hello?
Pounder! It's Challoner.
Hey, Challoner.
What's up? How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I just spoke to Becky. We're going to Titchmarsh.
Yeah, I'm free that day.
What is it? 1st of March?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's in the diary. You excited? You're not going to drop out on us again this time, are you?
No. On my phone, I checked the staff schedule. I am free that day.
You better be, Pounder.
I am.
So who
I'm
is
excited.
It? It's me, Becky, and Chris, yeah? And you?
Yeah.
What about Scott? Is he not coming?
I don't think Scott's coming.
Why?
Well, Becky said not to say.
Don't worry about Becky.
Oh, he's filming Embarrassing Bodies, I think.
What? Are you serious?
That's what Becky said to me. Becky rang me an hour ago.
What, and said that he's doing Embarrassing Bodies? Are you joking?
No.
What's wrong with him? Why is he doing that?
I don't know, but that's what Becky said to me.
What on earth? What part of him's embarrassing?
I don't know. But it's crazy.
Did she not even hint at it, though, Pounder? Come on. You're not just going to know that he's going to Embarrassing Bodies and not know why.
No, she just says, he can't do it that day. And I kind of left it at that because I was a bit like, ooh, I don't want to ask.
How weird. Oh, well, it'll be exciting, though, won't it, eh?
Yeah.
In the audience with Titchmarsh.
Who the guest will be?
Pauline Quirk, probably. She's always on.
Do we have to shout, go on, pigs?
Go on, pigs, yeah, of course we do. You missed that last time.
I will do that.
Wicked.
I'll do it really loud as well. We might get ejected, but...
Cool. Well, I'll see you on 1st of March in the audience with Alan Titchmarsh.
Well, you will.
I'll probably see you before then.
Yeah. Are you at work now?
I am, yeah.
Well, I'm not, but I'm walking right past it in about a minute's time. I'm off to a lecture about horse racing.
Good. All right. Speak to you later.
All right. I'll see you later, mate.
Bye, Pounder. Bye. Bye.
Well, I am shocked beyond belief. He is a... His lips are so damn loose.
I can't believe how quickly he did it.
Well, there was a bit where he's like, Becky told me not to say, but then he's like, oh, here it is, listen.
I don't think Scott's coming.
Why?
Well, I mean, Becky said not to say.
Don't worry about Becky.
Oh, he's filming embarrassing bodies.
Literally, 2 seconds later.
All it takes was a don't worry about Becky.
Oh, he's filming embarrassing bodies.
Oh.
I don't know whether you should be pleased that he didn't actually say it was your bum, though.
Yeah, he's like, oh, don't know anything else.
Because he didn't spill that bit.
No,
so...
kind of half a secret, but he still said I'm going on embarrassing bodies. Unbelievable. Now, we've spoken to Gary since. He's a little bit gutted that he is a victim of loose lips, but I think he's more disappointed that he's not actually going to be in the audience of the Alan Titchmarsh show. Genuinely. Wow. We should do more of this next week. I'm enjoying this a lot.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just seeing Gary Pounder on Twitter. He's very, very upset and just disappointed with himself, really, as he waits to go into the horse racing lecture.
Yeah, what course? I didn't even bat an eyelid at that. What course
know.
Is he on?
I didn't even know you could have lectures on such a thing, but he's got one.
Is he going to be a commentator, do we think?
I don't know.
Or like one of those ones, like, who's the guy in the hat who does all that stuff with his fingers?
John McCrick.
Yeah, is he going to be the new him?
I would love that a lot if he was.
Well, someone's got to take over from him.
Yeah, McCrick out, Pounder in, as it were. So that was Loose Lips. That was a massive, massive fail for another member of Radio 1 staff. Also, could you stop trying to guess what I'm going on embarrassing bodies for? Because I'm not actually. It's not because I've got an extra bum cheek. And it's not because of my extra large moon face.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lydia, off of Rushton. Hi, thanks for your email. I do like it when our listeners spot things, whether it's innuendo bingo or something that someone says a lot, because you know I use it at some point. Lydia was randomly watching Country File on Sunday. Don't judge her, it was just on in the background.
I quite like a bit of Country File. Do you know why I like it? Because you always get a dressed down weatherman near the end.
You do, and they do the weather in such detail, don't they?
Yeah, and you never really see a weatherman or weather lady in jeans.
Yeah, it's like Mufti Day for the for the weatherman. It's just like, yeah, I'll just rock a hoodie, it's fine. Normally I'd be wearing a suit. This is brilliant. I love doing Country Fire.
Why do they call it Mufti Day?
Dunno.
Or should I not ask?
I've no idea where that comes from. And then isn't Acorn, no. Antiques, I need to say Acorn Antiques, that's something completely different. Antiques... Antiques Roadshow's on soon after, isn't it?
Oh, that's good.
Ugh, yeah.
Is good. No, again, watch it for different reasons. Watch the disappointment in their faces when they think it's going to be worth zillions. And
my flatmate's just turned 30 and has Antiques Roadshow on Series Link.
Well,
so I've seen a lot of it.
I wouldn't go that far, but is he a big fan of Brucey?
Who?
Fiona Bruce.
Oh, right.
No, not...
I thought you meant... It's like, he doesn't do it. Columbo. Anyway, so... On Country Fire, I don't know whether you saw it or not, there's this farmer guy and his barley, and they went to Germany on a boat. And the farmer really wanted to, really wanted people to know who the barley belonged to. He was quite insistent.
Mm.
I'm going to dish it out today, 20 Ooh. Scott Mills points. How many barleys did the farmer say?
Adam.
Adam the farmer.
Not that I watch it.
Very proud of his very proud of his barley.
My mum's a big Adam fan.
Can I just say, it is his, by the way, the barley.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, just so we don't get confused.
Yeah.
Why is he taking it with him on holiday?
Dunno.
Okay. Well, because you're giving 20 points, I think you've given a clue, so I'm going to go high. I'm going to say 28.
28 barleys in one Country File.
Mm.
Let us know what you think on 81199. Just have a guess. You might get yourself 20 Scott Mills points. That would be nice. Imagine what you could get with that. OK, so here is Farmer Adam and his barley.
Over to the Cotswolds now, where Adam's discovering why his barley is the toast of drinkers across the world.
Barley.
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 Malting barley for making beer.
Barley, barley.
Barley cutters of mine.
Adam's following his barley to the great brewing houses of Germany.
The Germans need the barley.
Barley on farms, bed of barley.
At Rotterdam, the barley will be transferred to a river barge on the Rhine.
Barley.
barley.
A whole barge worth of barley.
Barley.
Barley begins barley.
Barley.
Malt.
This ship is being loaded with 3,750 tonnes of barley, and some of it's mine.
My barley's on board!
Barley from my little old farm in the Cotswolds.
So, along with my barley...
My barley! The barley from my farm!
It takes a week for my barley to cross the channel, then come up the Rhine.
Taking my barley to the malting house.
It's just been incredible joining my barley.
The final destination for my barley. I sold my barley for £200 a tonne. Barley's now gravity-fed through a network of pipes.
Barley. It's been really fascinating following my barley. Barley.
Malt.
Barley.
Malt. Yes, I know what's coming. Sing along. Barley.
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 One more time.
He loves it.
He's so proud of his barley. Takes us to Germany on the boat.
That's my barley. £200, my barley.
Right, there's so many in there. There's over 40, though. So if you said anything over... that's a handing it out.
That's your problem with 40. Your little thing and your counting. You got lost.
Anything over 40 but less than 80, and I'll give you 20 Scott Mills points. There, I'll have that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And here's Matt Edmondson. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Okay?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Not seen you in ages, it feels like.
It's been a while. We had a little hug.
And now we're going to do 2 weeks in a row, because I'm doing some of your Brits red carpet coverage next week. Can you believe it's only been a year?
I know. It flies, doesn't it? So many highlights last year for me. Including the squirty cream over Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
From Becky's cocktail.
It was whipped cream, we should say, just to clarify.
It was. Yeah. Kind of ruined the sleeve of his shirt, did it not?
He wasn't the best impressed.
But still
he hated us, didn't he, Bieber? He was really not into you and me, Becky. I don't know why.
I think it was because I was running late for that interview bit, and I sort of turned up, obviously, really out of breath, red face, sweaty, with... Because I've been running, it had all mixed together, so it was just some big creamy mess.
Yeah. And then what I was a sight to behold for Bieber.
Please drink this. And he was like, ew. And all these people were like, don't touch it, Justin.
Refuse your creamy mess, and that is absolutely outrageous.
Matt is doing our red carpet stuff for us at the Brits next Tuesday, which I'm very pleased about. Another highlight was the hug with Matt Cardle, where you told him he normally smells of booze.
Yeah, he normally does smell completely laced with alcohol. He's got a sort of slightly fern cotton whiff to him.
Has he? Mm. Same. Who are we looking forward to talking to this year? I think Adele would be good, because she's not been interviewed much lately.
That's true. No one's had a word out of her.
No, nothing.
She's gone very quiet, Adele, actually.
She has.
She faded into obscurity.
I don't know.
I think she's taking a break for a few years.
I heard was it 5 years.
Yeah.
next week, red carpet, Matt Edmondson will be there 4 till 7 on Tuesday from the Brits. Are you wearing anything posh this year?
I think I'm going to try and wear a suit. Last time I embarrassingly wore the same suit as the guy that I was with, who's in the studio today, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Who is Radio 1's resident Doctor Who lookalike.
Yeah.
And he and I wore the same suit. And it looked better on you, Chris. I was quite annoyed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Also, we've abandoned the idea after the Bieber creamy mess incident last year. We've abandoned the idea of the cocktail bar. That's off. What is it now?
I'm getting cake pops.
Cake pop? What's a cake? Is that a cake on a stick?
Like a little, yeah, it is a cake on a stick. But I thought it would be slightly better to eat than a big, you know,
will they be
messy
themed?
Cupcake.
Will they be like one of those ones where they have someone's face iced onto them?
I think they might be branded.
Really?
Radio 1, one extra branded.
Oh, that'll be nice. Is that in the hope that then someone gets photographed and it ends up in Heat magazine?
Yeah.
Or young people love consuming Radio 1 literally via their mouths.
That's right. Also, what I do quite look forward to at the Brits every year is the people who you look at and think, why are they there?
Craig David's turned up. What's going on?
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton, what's he doing here?
Torvald and Dean.
Yeah. Come on, Torvald and Dean there last year?
They were on our table.
On our table.
Best newcomer.
Lewis Hamilton was sat on our table. We had all the greats.
Wow.
You always see All Saints as well.
Are they always there?
Always.
Mel Blatt.
All the other ones.
Yeah. The sisters.
Having a night out. Peter Andre, always there.
Peter Andre's always there, but he's everywhere, isn't he?
Yeah, that's true. He's normally got a camera crew following him.
I wonder this with Andre. Does he ever have a moment where he's not being filmed?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure he does. I think even in his sleep, he's on.
Yeah, always on.
I've never had a conversation with Peter Andre where it hasn't been filmed by someone that he knows.
That is true, actually. When he's come in here a few times, that it's like, oh, here he is on his own. No, and then a whole crew come in and it's like...
So you have to wonder, is Peter Andre ever... Does he just sort of sit, go, guys, only 5 minutes at the end of every day just go into a dark room and cry? Because he's so upbeat the rest of the time. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, hi, guys. It's like, yeah, is there any downtime in Andre's life? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Same with Kerry Katona. No downtime.
Yeah.
So tonight, 9 till 10, if you've not heard Matt Emerson's show before, it's very funny.
Thanks very much, Scott Mills.
I'll be listening in my lottery dressing room.
Yeah. You and Alan Dedico.
That's right. Voice of the Bulls. And what's on tonight?
So, quite an exciting show for me tonight. I've got probably my favourite thing I've ever done on the show. It's coming up to our year anniversary. We do a thing called the Wikipedia interview. So the idea is that we get a guest in, and then it's almost like the worst interview ever. So imagine that an absolute douchebag turns up. I play the role of the douchebag quite successfully. Not a far stretch for me. And they get asked questions, all of which are factually inaccurate. So every piece of research is wrong, as if we've just got them off the internet, gone Control-P on the old printer, got it out, and gone straight into the interview.
Now, obviously, before they proceed with this interview, they have no idea this is going to happen.
Yeah, so they think it's a normal interview. They're turning up at Radio 1. So I go in, and I just bombard them with questions that are wrong. And this week, it's Zach Braff from Scrubs, and he's in a play as well called All New People. And he comes in and, yeah, gets asked relentless, incorrect questions.
Do they ever get really, really arsy with you?
They can sometimes get a little bit funny about it. We filmed this one as well. It's the first one we filmed, because I've done them a couple of times. Did one with Jason Derulo.
Who else? I love the Derulo one.
Thanks very much.
Very good.
We did one with Sean William Scott recently as well, Stifler from American Pie. And I obviously get to see their face, and I was annoyed that I could not put that out on the radio. So we filmed it now, and Zach Braff does some brilliant faces during the interview. So if you want to watch it, it'll be online in a bit. We've just edited it, and it's going up there now. So bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Look for the presenter that looks most like a 12-year-old boy. You'll find my face there, and click on that, and hopefully you'll see the video there of me asking Zach Braff non-stop incorrect questions.
If you've never heard this before, can we just play a little bit of the Derulo one?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
We should talk about your name, because, of course, your real name, Jason Derulo, that's not how it's spelled, how you spell it on your records.
No, I mean, that's good information.
You were born... Finally. You're actually born Hamish Cumberbatch. Why the name change?
What?
Hamish Cumberbatch, that's the... I've got that down as that you were christened... No?
That sounds like a German folk song.
Yeah? So, were your parents really into German folk? Is that why they...
No, dude, that's not my name, dude. My name is Jason Derulo. It's just spelt differently.
Ah, right. That's exactly what I meant. You're called Jason Derulo, but, you know, nickname, people call you Hamish Cumberbatch over in the UK. Oh,
no,
who's coming in? Jason Derulo, who's that? I've never heard of him. Oh, Hamish Cumberbatch. We know who you mean. You not got that yet?
I don't know what Hamish Cumberbatch is.
A nickname. It's a nickname, Jason.
Oh, bless.
So that was Jason Derulo. You can find some of these in our free download. Download them for free. They say that have you on your podcast.
Download them for free.
They say Radio 1,
Radio
free downloads.
1
download them for free. Oh, that's what it means.
Yes.
It means I can download them for free.
I know. It's incredible.
So you can find those on the free download as well. You can get that via the BBC Radio 1 website, obviously, and also via that old fruit-based music download store.
Yeah.
Mine's on there. Search Matt Edmondson Show. Good luck with the spelling of that. But yeah, tonight it's Zach Braff.
Okay.
It's going to be quite a good
10.
One. He gets
10.
A little bit annoyed.
Yeah, and also what we learned from that one is when Derulo gets annoyed, he calls you dude.
Dude!
Dude!
No, dude!
Dude! Dude! Okay, Zach Braff tonight between 9 and 10 with Matt Edmondson and lots of other creamy goodness, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've got a recycled interview with Michael McIntyre. That means I take another DJ's interview because I can't get good guests for the show, and I just cut them out, and then I replace them with new questions but the existing answers, so it feels like an entirely new interview.
I love that.
So he's on. We've got another fake BBC Three Trail this week.
I like those.
Yeah, this week is to do with a show all about Jack Whitehall, so well worth a list.
I'm probably narrating that one.
Probably.
Matt Emerson tonight between 9 and 10 on Radio 1. See you at the Brits next week.
See you then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, Brit Awards. As we were saying, next Tuesday, everyone will make an effort. Even Becky, maybe. Unlike last year. Ah, do you remember that?
What, when I ended up on the table with all those celebrities in my trainers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only because it was last minute, I think, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, because I can't come to work dressed in like a ball gown.
I agree. It's harder for girls as well.
Yeah, and also if I've got to run around grabbing people and bring them into the studio, I can't wear heels.
No, absolutely not.
Got to wear flats, innit?
But I did enjoy it that you were sat next to like all these stars in your red jumper.
I think it was like when we walked into the table, Dermot T was like, oh, hi, Scott. And then he looked at me and was a bit like, hi.
Hello.
And he was lovely, but he had that look of like, who have you brought, Scott? And who is this? And what is she doing
why
here?
Why is she not wearing... really dressed up.
Yeah, she doesn't even have any makeup on.
Anyway, it's the Brits. Next week, we'll bring you all the stuff that they don't show on the TV, all the kind of backstage drama, who's having a chat to who, you know, like Rihanna's hair colour that day. Maybe we'll even see her and hear her colouring her hair herself over the sink with those gloves on.
Oh, I forgot last year. Do you remember when I did the head massage to Tiny Temper?
Oh, embarrassing. Yeah, with that
yeah.
thing. Yeah, that was weird.
There's pictures of that still on the website. I can't believe that.
Yeah, that's still on.
Must remember not to wear the red jumper again this year. That's still one of my favourites.
Yeah. It is still one of your favourites. A year on.
What?
Still bang on trend. Also, was there a year when I said something to JLS and then about... No, they said something about Lily Allen's boobs or something and then it all went wrong. She got... Oh, anyway. So, yeah, stuff like that happens every year. Between 4 and 7, next Tuesday, we'll be there. And as you heard, Matt Emerson will be on the red carpet. Now, I want you to vote, if you can, for British Breakthrough Act, because that is the one that Radio 1 is supporting, the category that we're supporting this year. You can help decide the winner. It's between Ed Sheeran, Anna Calvi, Emily Sandé, Jesse J and The Vaccines. You've got until midday this Friday to vote for your favourite act from those five for Best British Breakthrough. Go online to the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and vote for who you want. Also, we have only 8 pairs of tickets to give away. These tickets are hot. These tickets, though, will give you a seat at the awards, but you'll get that posh dinner and you will get a pass to the after-show party as well. Do you want to be one of the lucky ones? Listen to Chris Moyles Friday morning from 6:30 for your chance to be VIP at the Brits.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ben Mundy off of Showbiz. What have you got tonight?
Right. Adele is not quitting music for 5 years. That's what US Vogue magazine quoted her as saying. But Adele set the record straight on her blog today. So we got fake Adele, a regular contributor on The Chris Moyles Show, to read out her post.
I've got a few days off now, then it's the Brit Awards here at home, and then I'm straight in the studio. Booyah! 5 years? More like 5 days.
Sounds exactly like a...
Did she actually say booyah?
I'm not entirely sure.
On the blog?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Okay.
She's also said winning 6 Grammys was the most incredible night of her life.
Thank you to all. I am so overwhelmed. It is the strangest feeling. I have constant butterflies and goosebumps. It's wearing me out, but I love it! I've been sleeping a lot, but the minute I wake up, I burst out laughing and it starts all over again.
She's got a new boyfriend now, hasn't she? I saw her at the Grammys with him.
Yes.
Now, every time they have an argument, would you not be quite stressed if you were him? She'd be like, uh-huh, your album 3.
I don't know. I would imagine Chris is very worried about this. I know your friend Chris is very worried.
He is.
He worries that he might have accidentally been out with Adele at one point and forgotten about it, and that she might now be writing an album about him.
That's right, he thinks he might be album 3. And and then after album 3, when it's a huge worldwide success, he will be asking for some of the royalties.
Presumably, current boyfriend hasn't been shouted at for a few months because of a poor voice and stuff, so it's probably been one-way traffic.
I can also confirm that on the blog, it does say a booyah, spelt B-O-Y-Y-A-H-H. Exclamation.
Very well reported and accurate. Thank you,
Ben. We'll
be
using that. More on all of that at the Newsbeat website. And just because you like it, here's the real Adele.
And Nick Huggett, who signed me, he's in the UK. Oh, my God, a bit of snot.
Right, Cher versus Cheryl now. Cher Lloyd gave an interview where she was asked whether she'd ever team up with Cheryl Cole, to which she replied, well, if it's live... A dig at miming, maybe? Quite possibly. Afterwards, Cheryl Cole tweeted, be careful who you kick on your way up. They kick you twice as hard on your way back down. Hashtag unappreciation is ugly.
Oh, ow.
Now, there is no proof that's directed specifically at Cher. Perhaps it's completely coincidental, but more than likely not. No word from Cher since on this. And for those of you interested, Cheryl also tweeted today saying her next album is finished.
But they were such good friends on X Factor.
And they look so alike as well. Finally, we caught up with one of your favourite bands at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Scott. It's Dushy.
Just wanted to say, really appreciate all the support you've given us so far.
Come on. We love you, Scott.
Come on, we're
that weren't supposed to happen like that, but it's still carrying on. We're still recording. Anyway, I think you should come on the Stush Bus.
We're keeping it warm for you.
Ah, the Stush Bus.
Alexandra, Courtney and Karis trying to do you a message. Trying. A bit rough around the edges, but they're quite new to the pop thing, so we'll let them off.
It sounds like a night out at Sugar Hut. Yes, their new song. We had Trevor McCoyne to talk about it recently.
It's out in a few weeks. I know what you're thinking. What is the Stushy Bus?
Yeah, well, I have seen it before. I think
you've
it was
seen
parked
it?
Out, yeah, parked outside Radio 1 a while ago.
You'd expect three females to be really clean. But we're really not.
We get dressed so quickly in there. Like, we have use each other as a mirror, and then we just throw clothes, like, up the top.
And then the thing is, we start having, like, breakdowns. We're like, why is it so messy?
Yeah.
Like, it's not us. Why is it so messy? We need to clean it. But it is us.
It's like their tour bus, isn't it?
Yeah. I bet it causes real problems outside.
Yeah, they do basically live on the bus when they're on tour, when they're just going around to radio stations or whatever. But I take that as now an invitation officially to go on the bus, which we've been asking for a while. So take that as a yes.
If I can come with you, then yes, yeah, let's all do it.
We're on. Let's have a Stushy trip.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.